Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And that, you know, we've all played a lot of football. That's one of the toughest scenes I think I've ever seen.
No question.
You know, for him as a brother, getting to spend a few hours with him last night, as happy as I've ever seen him. To see him do that, get knocked out, go limp, whatever it was, and you could just feel it, not just with the fans, but both teams. That was a scary scene. And, you know, as a player, you've got to move on. You got to play the game. As an announcer, analyst, I'm having a tough time right now. No,
That is Ryan Fitzpatrick during halftime last night on the Amazon broadcast. So I mentioned this Albert Breer tweet. I wanted to share this with you. Albert Breer covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated. He tweeted out, he's got a little image, a little screenshot, a portion of the protocols and the things they go through when they're checking for someone who's had a head injury, when they're going through everything. They would have gone through this with Tua Tagovailoa in the locker room last Sunday at halftime. He tweeted this. This is part of the SCAT test that doctors use to assess NFL players and either clear them to return to games or keep them off the field in the event of a head injury. Again, they're not testing for concussions. They're testing for symptoms. This section is relevant to Tua. So he's tweeted out an image of step two, observable signs. And you either check the box that says witnessed or observed on video. And there are five things listed. And there's either a Y or an N, a yes or a no. I'll read you all five, okay? Lying motionless on the playing surface. No, right? We didn't see that, right? Either witnessed or on video. I'll get to the one they kind of missed. Disorientation or confusion or an inability to respond appropriately to questions. Don't know, but I'm guessing in the locker room he might have been able to respond to questions. Okay, so you might be able to say they would have checked no on that one. Blank or vacant look. Yeah, I'm going to guess maybe they didn't see it in the locker room. Again, you could make a case. Maybe
subjective.
They checked no.
Yep.
Facial injury after head trauma. Didn't appear that he had one. This is the one. Balance, gait difficulties, motor incoordination, stumbling, slow, labored movements. How did they check no on that box?
Right. He flunks that test right away.
How? And it says either witnessed or observed on video. So unless you're telling me observed on video, checking that yes when it's observed on video doesn't carry the significance. How did they possibly clear him through step two? It's amazing, Jeremy. I can't say I'm speechless. Or I'm a talk show host. I'm stunned that we all saw it. Did they not see the replay? Somebody needs to come up with an answer from the NFL today. They have to answer that question. How that's on there. And how someone possibly cleared Tua in the prop where it says motor and he stumbled. It's unbelievable that they cleared him to come back to the game when he failed one of the steps. I'd pass that along. Doesn't make you feel makes you feel even angry maybe at the NFL, but I have no idea how the process obviously is flawed. So the NFL will have to address this and address it ASAP because your system failed. The guy got back on the field when he clearly missed. Out, he did not hit. You know what I'm saying? It's just incredible they would actually let him go back on the field at that point.
Yep.
You'd have to say, well, guys, our independent neurologist didn't witness or on video did not see Tua Tagovailoa stumble as he got up after the after being shoved
or
down.
They just believe the backstory.
I mean, but that's not what they're supposed to do. That's not up to according to this, right? They're not supposed to interpret it. They're just supposed to answer yes or no to all of these questions in this protocol. How do you not answer yes to incoordination? It's inexcusable.
I will say, the Amazon crew, again, is getting criticized for not mentioning the Bills game during halftime.
Yep.
So that aside, last night was another night for me. It's the best crew. Everything about Amazon's broadcast is the best one.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about it last week. It is the recently retired players.
Right.
It is so much better. When they were talking on the pregame, just some football points here, not Tua points here, Richard Sherman, they asked him, like, you'll be mad if what? He says, I'll be mad, and I'll be talking to you at halftime about it, if the Dolphins, after playing 90 snaps on defense against the Bills, if they put their corners out on islands and don't give them safety help. Mm-hmm. If they do that, they're going to get beat, and I'll be here to tell you that it was a mistake and they're not helping out their corners. And sure enough, what happened? They did it, and they got burned. And he would have come back and talked about that at halftime if the Tua thing didn't happen. So, you know, here's Sherman talking to you about how, you know, his position, how he knows the corners would feel in that moment, what the coaches can do to help out. He basically predicted what would have happened in the game. It was very, very good. And Fitz is good, and Andrew Whitworth is good. It's top to bottom. Maybe Tony Gonzalez might be the weak link. I don't know. He's fine.
Yeah.
But top to bottom, it's a great broadcast. And I watched a lot of the Next Gen Stats broadcast, which has, you know, the plays operating in real time with the markers again. So I am I'm enjoying my Thursday night footballs.
803-0550 to join us. Your thoughts on Tua, the whole concussion protocol, the Bills-Ravens game. We've got Scaff, by the way, coming up as well. We'll let you know what else is going on around the NFL in Week 4. Football Friday presented by Topps. Topps Markets, rush to the Topps Red Zone for winning savings. And by Svedka, official sponsor of the Buffalo Bills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.